Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Chapter number 13. We left off in verse number 8 last week. Jesus Christ is same yesterday, today, and forever, and Jesus never changes. We talked about that. People change. Churches change. Remember a little thing I gave you last week, about 10 minutes, but different churches. At one time, they were running in the thousands and thousands, and some of them ain't even in existence now. Buildings are tore down. People change. Churches change. Pastors change. All kinds of things happen. But the one constant in our life we can always rely on is Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And with that in mind, again, I mentioned last week, Paul is not switching horses in midstream. Even when we go on in verse number 9, he still has that same thought about Jesus Christ. He's our constant. He's our rock. He's that stabilizer. He's the one that's constantly there. And then verse number 9, be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines. There's all kinds of doctrines and teachings out there, all kinds. Different denominations, different religions, and we've been blessed with a lady that's been visiting here the last couple of weeks to the music. We've had the tribute quartet and the Inspirations last night. She came in last night, and the first thing she said, how are you, Father? And she went, because you know she comes from a different background, you know. So I was happy, you know. She said, what should I call you? I said, well, preacher, pastor, whatever's fine. But anyway, come from a different persuasion. Not picking on anybody, I'm just saying they're different doctrines, different beliefs, and all. And verse number 9, Paul's encouraging these Jewish believers to not be carried away with diverse and strange doctrines, because they were not only creeping in the church then, even more so today, all different kind of, almost a new type of a thought every day comes out, you know, people's thoughts. The word, I mentioned last week, the word diverse means different, of another kind, various, and then strange doctrines. Remember, the word strange means foreign or alien. Anything that's not lined up with Scripture, if you can't square it and plumb it with the Word of God, then it's alien or it's foreign to God, to Scripture. It's called strange doctrine. That's why a lot of the denominations, a lot of different religious groups have been formed, because somebody had received a vision from God, or an angel visited them. You ever heard of Joseph Smith? You know, an angel come and visited him, and the Mormons are born, you know. I think really what happened, he probably had bad pizza that night, you know, or something, or ate something. Anyway, neither here nor there, and I'm not picking, I'm joking. But listen, I do believe that demons are alive and well. Angelic realm, I believe there's a demonic realm. Somebody asked me when the book of Hebrews, and I'll be done in a couple weeks. Amen, preacher. You've been in this about a year. Well, our next study for a few weeks after that will be on the angelic realm. And that would include the doctrine of demons and things of that nature. And so I believe these strange and diverse doctrines are influenced by not only Satan, but even the demonic realm. You know, when people say, I've been visited by an angel, well, I'd be careful with all that. But if it doesn't line up with Scripture, well, then the Bible would say, let them be anathema to you. So Paul is warning these Hebrews Christians, don't be carried away with these things. And remember, these are Jewish believers. And with the thought, as we read a little bit farther into this, many of their friends and family went back to the temple to worship. Remember that as we read these next couple verses. And he's reminding them how much better Jesus Christ is. That's the key word in the book of Hebrews, is better. We started out in chapter number 1. He's better. He's better than Jesus, better than the angels. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than the priesthood, better than Moses, better than Aaron. All these things. He's better, better, better. And so Paul is bringing this letter to the Hebrews to a close. And he's encouraging them. He's not beating them over the head with a bat. He's trying to encourage them. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines. Don't be swept away by teachings that on the surface sounds good and appealing and attractive, but they are foreign to Scripture. A sideline, okay? Just a couple of years ago, there was a big movement here in Lakeland. Thousands of people were coming from all over the world to, I won't name the church in Lakeland, but the church in thousands of people, and they were having the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so to speak. That charismatic Pentecostal out, and I'm not slamming anybody, but that's the group they were with. Thousands of people come, and it fizzled out because the leader of that found out he was fooling around with a couple of the women. I won't go into all that, but people are influenced with these things. I wonder why people draw the large crowds. They're influenced. They're carried away with these things. I'll name a name. You ever heard of Rodney Howard Brown or something like that? He's the laughing preacher. He visited a church. He was in Lakeland. And then went to a church in Tampa. Then he stole people from that congregation, started his own church. Anyway, and they just fall on the floor laughing. You know what I'm talking about? Just, and he'll wave his hand over the congregation. And just, listen, that's not of God. That's a strange doctrine. It's foreign to Scripture, okay? And people just flock to those kind of things. And that's what Paul is trying to tell them. Listen, don't be carried away with diverse and strange doctrines. Okay, let's continue on. For it is a good thing, I love this, that the heart be established with grace. You know what's the most important thing in your life ought to be? Grace. The grace of God. You know, when you deal with people, you know what ought to be right in front of everything is grace when you deal with others. By the way, isn't that a hard thing to do? They're mean to you. Now, I ain't talking. Who said amen? Okay. All right. But by God's grace, we're able to handle that with His grace. Here's a word. Somebody talked to me this past week about it, and I simply gave him scripture. A soft answer turneth away wrath. You ever read that? Proverbs 15:1. You handle great. Is that Carol? Yeah. Carol. She can't hear me. Hey, Carol, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, Carol. Good to have you. Stephen met her yesterday at Walmart, and here she is. She came. Anyway, thank you for coming. She said she was coming. Anyway, where was I? Oh, by handling with grace. People that you're fine, right? People who offend you, you know how you ought to, a sharp answer turneth away wrath. Well, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Well, don't do that. You need all the mind you can get. Don't give it away. You have a hard time what you got now, you know, but you understand what I'm saying. It's a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Talk about the grace of God in your life. He's going to go a little bit farther talking. He's dealing with the Jewish people now, the laws and all the ceremonies and rituals that these believers had come out of. Well, some of them had went back to it. How many of y'all are doing the daily bread? Just right. Okay, if y'all going through the book of Leviticus, whoa, chapter after chapter after chapter, all these things that the Jewish people were required to do, they didn't have an option then. All the offerings, all the sacrifices, how you had to act. Matter of fact, I read this morning again where if you were bad to your daddy, guess what? You were stoned. You know, if you talked bad to mommy or dad, they take you out there and stone you. There are some other things I won't get into that you need to read. Not that it's applicable to us today. Aren't you glad what none of us be here this morning? If those Old Testament laws were still enforced. And by the way, let me go a little far. Those were for the Jewish people, not for the Gentiles.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday, March 24th, to hear special guest speaker Mike Holcomb preach wonderful messages this Sunday morning and Sunday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Sunday, March 24th, at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.